Well, put down your car keys, as next week is about taking a greener approach to transportation. It's Curb Your Car Week, and here in Sangamon County, businesses are getting involved. Michael Higgins is one of the organizers of it. He's also the chef and owner of Mulderner's Restaurant in downtown Springfield, and he joins us now to talk more about the effort. Michael, the goal is to get more people to bike, walk, maybe even take the bus to work. Again, take that greener approach to your commute.
Yes, sir. That's the plan, and we've been doing this for a few years now, and it's been successful. And each year it expands a little bit more. Like, for example, this year, Springfield Mass Transit has put on bike racks. I don't know if you noticed it on the front of their buses. And so anyone using the bike racks will get a free ride on the bus.
That's something probably people don't think about that often is, hey, if I take my bike, I got to ride my bike all the way to work. But they can do a little bit of both here. They can mix their transportation a bit.
Yes, they can. And that's, you know, and they can also use that for people who live on one side of the town who want to go out to Cokie Mill maybe to pick up the interurban trail, and they don't want to ride through all the city and everything because the city lacks a lot of bike lanes and things. But they are working on that. I don't want to be negative. So they can get out to Cokie Mill and then pick up the interurban trail and then ride their bikes on the interurban trail instead of, you know, putting a bike rack on or trying to ride through the city.
What are some businesses doing to encourage participation? I know many of them are involved in this.
Well, like of the restaurants, I know Cafe Moxo is offering an incentive. We, Mulderner's, this will be the second year that we've done this through Bike to Work Week through October. If you ride and park your bike in front of the restaurant, lunch or dinner, we'll give you 10% off your meal, food only, not alcohol. The bike shops all have incentives. So there's a lot of St. John's Hospital. I think you can get free surgery of any type at St. John's. But St. John's is a sponsor with their wellness program at St. John's. There's a lot of businesses participating.
Also, there's opportunities for people to ride with others. It's not just has to be a solo trip. If you're deciding to take your bike, there's some events planned in the week that also get people together.
Yeah, on Wednesday, we'll leave from Washington Park at 7:30 in the morning, and we've done this ride for several years now, and go to the farmer's market, and you can shop and go home. Usually there's politicians. In the past, we've had Sheila Simon ride with us. I don't know all the dignitaries that are riding this year, but we'll leave from Washington Park, and we'll go down Laurel Street, which has been bike lane by Public Works, and then we'll pick up 2nd Street and ride that into downtown. And the significance of 2nd Street is that the city of Springfield is getting ready to put bike lanes on 2nd Street that'll go all the way to Converse, where you can go from there either into the Lincoln Sites in the cemetery or go into Lincoln Park. We're doing those two roads just because that's what the city is moving on right away.
And you're having a night ride later in the week, Saturday night?
I'm the leader of that. And that'll leave from behind Boone Saloon at the public state parking lot behind there. And 8 o'clock, we'll be doing a free bike giveaway, a bike light giveaway. We'll put lights on your bikes if you don't have any lights. But they'll be free. It starts at 8. And then the ride starts at 9, and it'll go up through Washington Park and then down Laurel and down 2nd Street into Lincoln Park and then come through Enos Park on 8th Street and then down and then over to 7th and then downtown to Capitol and back to Boone Saloon.
Well, you touched on this just a little bit ago, that a lot of people say Springfield's not really that bike-friendly. And would you agree with that? Or there are some changes, which you also talked about, that are coming. So is that a situation that's improving?
It's a situation. Springfield has some great trails you may or may not know. The Interurban Trail, Lost Bridge Trail going to Rochester, and now the Sangamon Valley Trail that will go all the way out to Athens. State just approved $4 million for that to extend that trail. So we have a lot of great trails. We have very little connectivity within the town. And I'll give credit to Public Works and Mark Mahoney's department. Once we identified some bike routes and this Sangamon County Regional Planning Commission's recommendations for bike routes in the city, Public Works seems to be moving a little bit faster than I thought they would be because, you know, as we know, Springfield's a little slow sometimes. But they went ahead and did Laurel last year. They're getting ready to do 2nd Street. They did 19th Street from South Grand to Carpenter last year, and hopefully they'll connect that into Martin Luther King, so that will connect that city or that part of the city to the inner city or to the downtown and the hospitals and services. So the city is moving and is showing improvement. So I don't want this to be a negative thing because they are moving faster than I thought or we thought they would move, and credit to them.
That is Michael Higgins. He's helping organize Curb Your Car Week next week in Sangamon County. He's also chef and owner of Malderner's Restaurant in downtown Springfield. Michael, thanks for talking with us.
Okay, great.